Don't you love that? And the reason that they came here to sing this evening, not that they don't love the rest of us, but they particularly love our speaker for this evening. But so does everybody else. I'm in love with him. Married man, I'm in love with him. Whoa. No, he's an absolutely wonderful man. Even you guys can be in love with him. It's okay. All right? But this is our George Thorne, and he's just a good man, and he loves to share his thoughts with us, and we love to hear him. Our George Thorne.
Thank you, Millie. As I say, every time I have a chance to speak, Gary asked me not too long ago, I always invite these two ladies to be a part. And I just, they're such a dear part of my life, and I just love them. And I guess the bottom line is, if you listen to them sing, tell me you don't believe in God. And they have done a lot for me, and are just very dear friends of mine. So I bless them. And you have a treat coming up afterwards. And the reality is, in show business, I'm really just the intermission. Which is just fine by me. Actually, I want to talk to you about something very serious tonight. And it's this. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. And I'm very glad Lindy showed up, because it's an honor for her, the queen of country music at Fraternal Spiritualist Church. And also, my son, this has nothing to do with anything, my son is going to a very expensive private school. That's all I hear on the radio is, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy, and he's excelling at the middle part. And what can I say? I love him dearly, but it says a lot. Actually, what I wanted to talk to you tonight is, first of all, I want to kind of think, give you a little test. Who can tell me what happened on Wednesday, June 10th? And it was here. It was here. What happened? Yeah.
You gave your first message.
Very good. Very good. I wanted, wow, I'm impressed. Wow, you went right to it. I was going to say that it was the graduation for the Tuesday night class, but it was, which is what I wanted to talk about tonight, is that I'd like to phrase it, that it's the night that I got my first two messages. And it was, one was for Chewy, and one was for Lindy. And the one for Chewy, I saw this Cadillac logo, and I kept, you know, when you're brand new to it, you kept, no, this, you know, but it just, you know, it kept coming back. And what I got was that business has been a little tough, but he's just going to be in his new Cadillac and soaring along, and life is going to be really great for him. So, Chewy, don't let me down. And but I really said, because it's all about me, you know. And Lindy's was so easy, because I got this message that I saw this message of this beautiful bouquet of flowers. And the angels wanted to honor her for her work in the church. And I thought, no, this is too easy. This isn't much of a stretch for me. But then the bouquet started to glow. There was this gold haze to it. And I know that it was something greater than me that gave that. And I was very honored to do so. But what I wanted to talk to you about is, I guess it really didn't dawn on me that night. I really started thinking about it the next day, was, what is this all about? I mean, why all of a sudden did I get a message? Was I able to give messages? Did God strike me down? Did he stick something in my brain? And I actually thought maybe I got a medium freckle that goes over my third eye, and out of which all messages emanate. But seriously, it just struck me so, because it was so different from my life experience, and then all of a sudden here it is. Now, I'm not saying this because look at me, I can now give messages because, one, it's not true. And also, comparing it to the people, other people in this church, I'm kind of like a tin can tied together by a string compared to others here who are more like CBS or NBC or, you know. So, believe me, I know my place. And again, taking from one of Lindy's talks not too long ago, it's rare when a medium is well done, and in my case, it's very rare. But it really kind of took me back that why did I all of a sudden receive a message? What does it mean, and why does anyone receive messages? And I don't know that I know the answer, but I'd really like to talk about it a little bit. And it made me realize that I had to really go back to the beginning when I first came to this church, and that I've talked before about, I think the purpose of this church is really healing, but I began to think that maybe there's really something else for some of us that comes even before that. And what it is for me is really looking at life in an entirely different perspective than I ever had before, and opening my eyes and being willing to consider that there's something greater than I am. And those of you who know me in a little of my past, this last 3 years has been quite different for me. And all of a sudden to realize that you can see something like this, it was just truly spectacular. And but the big picture is that way back then, I realized now that I had to really open my eyes to the possibility of something greater than I am, that the possibility of God, and what does that mean? And when you really start to embrace that, for those of us who haven't, you really begin to look at life differently. I'd like to say that when I came here that I didn't know that I didn't know that I didn't know, but I began to change. And soon I began to know what I didn't know that I didn't know, until I began to see that I knew what I didn't know. And finally, I did begin to accept that I know that I know that I know. And I believe that if you'd ask anyone in this church who is gifted at message bearing, and you would ask them of their belief and acceptance of God and something greater, that it would be as basic to them as breathing, that the two are really inseparable, and that they just look upon this as an extension of their life and who they are. And that when you really accept this, you begin to believe that if you can accept the idea of God, and then the next is you accept that you are part of God. And that, as Millie likes to say, we're all bubbles of God. And if you are a part of God, that anything is possible for you and from you. It opens up you up to the greatest possibilities imaginable, even message bearing. If you are part of God, then message bearing is part of you, and it is all based on, do you really, really believe? Do you trust? Do you know that you know that you know? And where are you on that pendulum? To what extent do you believe? To what extent can you own it? Someone wise said that we're not human beings on a spiritual journey, rather we're spiritual beings on a human journey. If we can truly begin to accept this in our hearts, I begin to think we can begin to see what we are really capable of and who we really are. Not that long ago, one of Millie's daughters, I don't know how many of you had a chance to hear her, Cindy, she goes by the name Andy, gave messages here, and she just literally knocked my socks off. She's a very, very powerful, eloquent, magnificent woman. And some of what she said was, when she stood up here, she said, from where I stand, how beautiful each and every one of you are. What makes you so special is how sensitive each of you are. And that's what I think makes you unique and why you were here. If you weren't sensitive, you wouldn't be here. But because you are, it makes you more open and aware to receive God and to walk in His grace. And I thought, what a magnificent gift for someone to be able to make everyone feel this special and this unique. What a truly wonderful gift. But when you accept God into your life and that you're a part of God, then you begin to accept the potential of your own greatness. And if Andy were here, I think she would agree. What you may have thought was impossible is now possible, even giving messages. Because when you believe in God, all things are possible. And giving messages when we are part of God is possible. And it is in each and every one of us. What are God's limitations? There are none. Then how can you have limitations because you are part of God? my own transformation again, really from non-believer to believer, who still forgets, though, that he knows sometimes. And when we forget who we are, then our frailties, our problems become greater. But I am getting in the message, and I am beginning to step into my own greatness. And I want to share a story with you that's happened to me in the last 24 hours. I met some people last night, was introduced to them, and actually some of whom I'd met before, and one person introduced me to another and said, George is in the process of writing a book and blah, 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 and sharing in this book he's writing. And the other guy who I'd met did not know this about me. And all of a sudden, he was very successful and all this. He became very interested, and I said, I'd really like to send him a copy when it's done. And he said, George, when that happens, he said, I would really like to introduce you to a lot of people and some companies I know and really get you going. And he said, I'd be honored to do that. And it made me humble, and I don't stand here to say that, look at George the great writer. It's not what it's about, because there's people in this room who are writers. Millie has written books, and it's not that. But it's something I've been working at for a very long time, and this concept around business, and it's taken, I actually have been working on and off on it for over 20 years. And it's finally starting to come together, and so it has some real meaning and significance. And I now begin to see that it's going to happen. And why now? What is it now that hasn't happened before? I had all the facts and the data, but it's just starting to come together. And it's because I believe that now I'm ready for it, that I'm up ready to step up to the plate, because I am part of God. I can do this. And now, as a matter of fact, what I thought was such a big deal is not such a big deal for me anymore. As a matter of fact, I only see it as the beginning. And part of that is I'd like to share in this my own greatness, what I think greatness is. And I think greatness is what each one of us is capable of, and that we actually step up and achieve. And maybe it's a little bit beyond our own comfort zone, but that's where God comes in. And when you are part of God, God becomes your comfort zone. And you can see it, and you can do it, and you can make it happen. When you can accept that into your heart, you begin to understand that you can do anything. And the power and majesty of God is waiting for us to experience. As I think Andrea said a couple of weeks ago, the will of God will never take you where the grace of God will not protect you. I think that is so beautiful. So let me ask each of you, do you get your message? Do you understand your greatness is equal to your love and acceptance of God? That this is what will determine your possibilities and the greatness of your life. It's sort of like giving messages. First, you have to believe in God. Then you see that it has been inside of you all along. I'd like to close with a simple meditation, if I could. And if you will, I'd like you to share it with me, and I'll repeat it 3 times. You close your eyes if you can. Very simply goes like this. Healthy am I.
Healthy am I.
Happy am I.
Happy am I.
Holy am I.
Holy am I.
Healthy am I.
Healthy am I.
Happy am I.
Happy am I.
Holy am I.
Holy am I.
And so it is. And thank you very much for sharing. And that concludes my talk. And what I would now like to introduce is my dear friend Judy Johnson, who has also been one of the editors in my book, and if her red marks were equal to my blood. But God bless her, because she's also been an editor, and I've had 4 miraculous, magnificent women really help me. But I told Judy I'm going to share with something very private to me, and it's very hard to talk about, but I'm going to share anyway. She sings at Christmas, and I've had part of my life, I didn't always like Christmas a whole lot. And I told her that in her voice I saw the meaning of Christmas. And so that's part of why also, and she's going to sing for us now. And again, you're going to experience what God truly is. Thank you very much.
That is some